This is Avi Smolka with Goldsboro, dailynews.com, and this is our October 30th Male Athlete of the Week, powered by Brian Allen State Farm Insurance. This week I have Gage Outlaw from North Duplin High School.
Which sports do you play at North Duplin?
I play baseball and football.
And of those two sports, do you have a favorite sport, or do you like them both equally, you would say?
I would say probably football.
Have you been playing like one longer than the other, or did you start playing them both around the same time?
I've played baseball my whole life, since T-ball. Football, I first started playing. I played a little bit of the recreational, and then I skipped all of middle school and I started back as a freshman.
What made you want to start playing football again?
A lot of my friends, there was a JV team starting up, and that was like the first North Duplin has had in a while because of our school size. And a lot of my friends were doing it, and the coaches were trying to recruit players to play. And so I finally caved in and said yes. I didn't know I would enjoy it as much as I have.
Talk to me, what's it been like playing football out North Duplin? I know.
It's unlike any place else. It's more of a family atmosphere because of the size. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, everybody's friends with each other. Everybody feels like they're brothers with each other. And it's just so tight-knit. It's like a little small community, and everybody comes to support us, and it's just, there's nothing like going out there on a Friday night, and everybody's cheering you on, and it's just a different atmosphere. It's like you're in a whole other world.
Talk to me a bit about running the option offense you guys run. What's it been like learning how to do that? I imagine it was difficult when you first started playing.
It was difficult when I first started playing, and the first couple of games, you get a little nervous because you practice it all week, and then it looks a little different in the game. It's a little messier. I think I love it more than I would any other kind of offense because I'm in there full action like the running backs are, and I get to run the ball and get hit and beat up just as much as they do. I mean, it's fun. I'm in there with them. I know what they're talking about when they say they get rocked, and I just feel like I'm a part of it more, and a lot of it relies on my ability to make a read, which, I mean, more experience with that. I've gotten a little better with it.
So then, now just moving over to the baseball diamond, you know, what do you like about playing baseball?
My favorite part of playing baseball is pitching. That's my absolute favorite part. I get the chance to throw my best stuff at the hitter and see, hey, try to hit this, basically. But, I mean, hitting is also, I mean, one of my biggest parts of the game, but
looking forward, do you know where you'd like to attend college next year, or at least what you want to major in?
I think I'm going to attend ECU most likely. I'm still keeping my options open. Right now it's looking mostly ECU, and I'm still looking at Carolina a little bit. But
do you have like any sort of goals for your senior year? It can be anything, whether it's like anything academically or like on the field, if you guys like want to make the playoffs or anything like that.
One thing that doesn't have to do with any, I want to keep growing the SCA at our school. That's my biggest goal, but as a football team, we're expecting to make it far into the playoffs. We've already set that goal in our head. We think we're going to be pretty good this year.
Outside of the FCA, is there anything else you're involved in? So you have sports, FCA. Is there anything else, or is it that already is a full plate? You know,
it's a full plate, but I try to stay involved in everything because I know it's about to come to an end. I'm involved with the Beta Club, and we'll do stuff with that, and I try to do a lot with the younger players. We'll practice a little bit on the field and off the field, show them a little bit how to do steps and how to make reads as linebackers and what to look for. I try to help them because I know that they're going to be the ones out there playing the year I'm gone.
Oh, yeah.
And it's kind of like the legacy at North Duplin. Older players help younger players, and it keeps going.